Okay, the meeting is now being recorded.
Okay, so I'd like to call the meeting to order. It's a special session meeting, May 1st, 2020. And I'd like to get the roll call, please.
Commissioner Baltadano?
Here.
President Bergman?
Here.
Commissioner O?
Here.
Vice President Nix?
Here.
Commissioner Nicholson?
Present.
Okay, with that, I'm going to ask for a motion to dispense of the flag salute because we don't have a flag in front of all of us.
There is a flag.
Tammy has it for you.
Yeah, there we got it.
And we took care of it.
All right, so does everyone have a flag?
Yes.
I do.
Yes. We can all see it. I can see it.
Okay. So how are we going to do, can we all speak together or how do we do this? Mm-hmm. Or can we just dispense and move on?
We can dispense and move on. I make a motion to do that.
All right. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Okay. With that, we're going to go into our closed session, but I had a discussion with Steve prior to the meeting. And Tammy, I want to run this past you. I would like to see if we could maybe use one of those board meetings, the meeting rooms down close to the board chambers, where we could all space ourselves out about 10 feet apart and have a hand sanitizer there for going in and out of the door. And we would like to just take input today from the staff that you have for the different issues that we are looking at on the agenda. And then if the commission could come meet in person with our council so we could, all five of us could meet and be spaced apart in a big room. Next week we could, you know, with 24-hour notice, it's pretty easy to set up the agenda ahead of time. And if we could all get come together with a time, then we could ratify. And Steve has to make a few motions that would need to be signed by me, you know, in some of the cases that are pending. So is that something that's doable, Tammy?
Yes. Yes, we can. We could arrange a meeting where we have plenty of social physical distance. And, you know, we just need to make sure we've got recording set up. And we can arrange for that. If you're suggesting the five of you plus Steve, and then we can rotate analysts to come discuss the cases.
Tammy, I think today we would use the time, if we may, for the analysts to report and we go down the agenda. But President Bergman, I think, is talking about the deliberative part of the commission closed session. So we do we talk publicly today, and what he's referring to is two of the cases on the agenda today. The commission has issued scheduling orders that are no longer any good because the dates have passed for January, February, March, you know, that we'd set, and for the March and April hearings. So we have to meet again to review the final orders and have President Bergman sign them. So the idea was, so we don't have to contend with the recording and the on and the off and the video and the request of a couple of the commissioners to talk. We'll go through the agenda today. We'll have everybody put input. We'll talk about hearing dates, talk about locations, video meetings, all the stuff that's on it. But then, and then the commission will take that in. And then next week we'll have a quick meeting in one of those rooms. And then I would propose as an idea that President Bergman, I don't even know if I need to go, comes into, are you in the main conference room we usually meet in?
Yes, I am.
So after we're done, he goes there, you flip the switch, he reports out from that closed session, and that's it. And so the only thing that would go on in the meeting room down the hall from the board chambers, I guess, would be the internal deliberation closed session of the five commissioners and me about all the information they're going to take in today. If that's doable, that's, I think, the proposal. Is that right, President Bergman?
That's correct. And I'd like to ask Irwin if he feels comfortable coming in if we stay separated.
Yeah, I think so. If everything is sanitized and such, I wouldn't have a problem with it. I would probably wear a mask if that would be okay.
I think that's fine.
All right.
Yeah. All other commissioners, please chime in. Yes.
My concern right now is, avoiding public places as much as possible. I am the lifeline for my older parents. So with my husband having to report to court every week, trying to keep as safe as possible. So if there's, it's not my preference, but if we do need to meet in person, I will absolutely be wearing a mask and need to maintain social distancing for sure.
I think that's a good thing.
I'm fine with meeting in person. I would prefer it.
It's fine with me. I can't do it Tuesday, but I can do it any other time next week.
And
please go ahead.
Can I ask a clarifying question? So there's items that we're going to be able to decide today on this call, correct?
I think we're going to take input and then we'll make the decisions next week at a special meeting.
Okay. And the reason for not being able to make decisions now is what?
Tammy, answer this. Is this meeting going to be recorded 100%? Can anyone, if the commissioners talk between ourselves, just the five of us, their counsel, will there be a record of that somewhere?
Well, we're not recording closed session. So it's just like every other closed session where we stop recording. But if you want to report out, we'll record that.
Does IT have a way to get to listen to anything that's going on in a Zoom meeting outside if it's not being recorded?
Not to my knowledge.
Because that's my concern. Because sometimes, we can talk very freely when we know that there's no kind of recording, no kind of anything. I mean, that's what I like the most about our commission. When we have to really debate and discuss things, we can do it freely without being overheard or being overshadowed by anything, anyone.
Well, I can tell you in the criminal court context that, attorneys are having private conferences with their clients in breakout rooms on Zoom, and then joining the actual trial. Commissioner Nicholson, do you have any thoughts on that? Have you been in that situation yet?
I haven't had the break. I understand what you're talking about having the breakout room. I think that President Bergman's issue is that he cannot be sure that someone's not taping us in the Zoom conference. Is that right, Bob?
That's correct. I don't want to be overheard, overshadowed. I want us to be able to discuss things freely.
Yeah, I think we should, follow tradition and not have the closed sessions recorded at all. And then the follow-up meeting, of course, we could bring it up, but that's my thoughts.
I have the same concerns that Bob has and more, and beyond just the issues that we're talking about today and the deliberations, but I'm also concerned if we get to a point where we're having the personnel, if these are HR issues, and I'm concerned if we're in the midst of a hearing, for instance, aside from the little screen you see of each of us, anybody could be listening. And I think that it also is, and maybe Jed's experience would help, but I would like to see us look at it as a bigger issue than just the meeting today, but the whole concept of the privacy and the confidentiality of the personnel issues.
Yeah, there's been a problem with Zoom, as you probably heard, particularly in the teaching arena where things show up in the classroom. It really wasn't supposed to be there. But anyway.
And just to piggyback what Jeannie said, in the future meetings, I couldn't sit in front of a computer 6 or 8 hours. That's no. where I'm sitting right now for that kind of a time period. It just wouldn't work for me.
No.
I understand all of those concerns. I wasn't even thinking about hearings at this point. I was just thinking about commission deliberations. So I just wanted clarification on what aspect we were talking about and for what reason we could not, or there's a preference not to proceed this way, knowing that this is really the safest option at this point for everyone and for our community. So I'm just trying to flesh out what the reasoning is behind wanting for a preference for meeting in person. Obviously, that's always the preference. We're in very highly unusual times right now, so I recognize that.
Tammy, I haven't done this, but if I set up a Zoom meeting, I control who's in the meeting, right? So I could invite you just to start, and then I could terminate your access to it, and then I'm the one controlling who's there, right?
Right. Right. I mean, it doesn't.
So then no one could lit. No one. The concern sounds like they we can't see every. You know, you could have 10 people in that room. It sounds like that may be Bob at the other people's concern. So if I control the meeting, then I could have you there. And then once I terminated your participation, it would just be the people that were participating in the call that I put in the call. Right.
Yeah, that's true.
You're saying is if Erica wanted to, you could just set up a Zoom straight with her when we're meeting next week in the conference room, and she wouldn't have to attend except through the Zoom, just one person. Is that correct?
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, and I'm not necessarily asking for a special consideration here. I'm just trying to flesh out our options and what the concerns are so that I better understand them. Security concerns, Commissioner Nicholson is right. If he or I or someone with access to an account set up the meeting and required a password, and actually you can require registration on top of that to even attend, then there's lots of layers of security. So really it's just about an issue of, you know, who may or may not be in the background at your house. And I understand that that's an issue as well. So, you know, if the consensus is that we need to hold closed session meetings in person, then I understand that.
Well, let me ask you a question, if I may. Go ahead, Bob.
Go ahead, Steve.
I was going to ask, do we, Tammy, need to like figure out a plan today for the commission to meet and do a public meeting and have, I mean, like some of the other county boards and commissions are doing, or are we just trying to figure out how to do a closed session, which was today and that's it? And then the issue I don't think we've gotten to is how to do a hearing, and that's on the agenda today, because that's a completely different horse of a different feather, I suppose. So is there a need, Tammy, for the commission to figure out today how to actually hold a real regular public meeting this way? Because I think we could, but what are your thoughts?
Yeah, so let's make sure I'm not muted. Okay, you can hear me, right? Right now, we don't have a need to schedule a regular meeting. The majority of our work is not allowing us to do classification work, which is typically what we would need a regular meeting for. So we can delay regular meeting at least for a while. A key concern is just making sure that we can have the proper direction from your commission on hearings.
Okay. So I do see the need. I don't know when this is all going to end, but if we figure out a way to do a hearing, and even if we are going to do a hearing in the board chambers or something, we're going to need a system for closed sessions. Plus we need a system for closed sessions just because of some ridiculous email that we might get that makes us have to have a closed session. That's my life. I get an email and then I go bother you all and say, oh, good Lord, we got to have a closed session on this issue. So I do think today, if we can come up with a system for having a strange, ad hoc, weird closed session, because one of the gists of today is there's two cases on the agenda that we're set for hearing, where the adverse actions against the employees have been amended, or they're more like demotions are now fired. And so we've got some fish to fry on that area. So if you guys are okay, I think one of the situations is to come up with a, can we do, what kind of closed session can we do this way versus what kind do we need to go in and have a real meeting for? And then that's the thing we go to once we start with. We're going to have some pushback from appellants. One appellant needs a hearing tomorrow because he's fired and he has no money. And then other appellants are going to delay and need to consolidate a couple hearings. So one of my goals for today is to figure that out. How are we going to, how do we call a quick, urgent closed session and not inconvenience everybody? And what do you guys want to do for that?
Well, I think if we have to do it by Zoom, then I think one of the commissioners should be the one setting it up, and then we can invite Rosa so that, and Tammy, so that we can do the formalities. Then the commissioner who set it up can terminate everybody's access other than the six of us, including you. And when we're done and need to report out, we can call Rosa and put her and add her back in so she can do what needs to be done. But I think that's the only way to alleviate Jeannie and Bob's concern about people being out of screen but being able to hear what's going on or taping it.
And it's going to take somebody with a lot more technology knowledge than I have to do this.
But that's your concern, right, Bob? That people can be off screen and like where Tammy is, and we wouldn't know.
Yes.
Okay. Tammy, what do you think about our, go ahead, Erica.
I'm just wondering if we did proceed that way, and I think that makes sense, and that would certainly be doable. I had to, I was previously familiar with Zoom, just because of committee meetings and what have you that I serve on, but then I had to quickly transition teaching in classroom to teaching online in a matter of a few days. So I quickly got very familiar with all of this, and even how to share screen so that we could all see the same documents at the same time and what have you. So I think it's very doable with the right commissioner sort of leading the way.
Which sounds like it would be you.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Well, it could be also that we sort of agree to just take an informal oath or formal oath, I don't know, that there is no one else present, that we're in a closed private space, just to assure everyone else that that is the case. But that's one option if we're going to proceed that way. And I guess the alternative is the one that was previously discussed, which is to meet in a social distancing safe way.
That's my preference.
Okay, so then we need times from Tammy that space is available so we can do that.
So I just want to reassure you that if you do want to come in here, and we'll make sure we have a really big room. We have some cleaning protocols and some sanitizing protocols in the workplace that we've never had before. And also, most people aren't in the office. We have all the offices are closed. Just for example, resources only has three people at any given time physically in the office. If we used a room, I could share with you what the cleaning protocol is in advance. We would have plenty of, we have lots of hand sanitizer, and we can just make sure that we're taking as many precautions as possible. Anybody that comes in contact, you can required to be wearing a mask.
Tammy, I have a question. The county building that I was in before is 21 stories, and it had a common ductwork system. The building that we're talking about, that also have the ductwork system that's common to all the these?
Yes, you're right about that. The ductwork is common for the whole building. What I understand from our public health folks, though, is that because we have this building virtually empty for, my goodness, going on 5 weeks. I think that's really limiting the transmission likelihood. So.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
So, Tammy, do you? I imagine the rooms are probably just almost vacant all the time. Is that correct? Those big rooms outside the board chambers.
Yes. Yeah. We haven't had meetings in those rooms for many weeks. So
that's good, because if that's the case, or when there's going to be no one in there, and we for a short time, we can just leave the air conditioning system off.
That's true. Yeah, that would be good. Okay.
Yeah. So, Jed, you said Tuesday's the only day that you can't meet?
Yes, next week, Tuesday. I have a trial by Zoom. Continuation from last Tuesday.
So, would everyone like to meet like 9 o'clock on Wednesday morning? How does that fit the commissioner's schedules and Steve?
I'm down in my study. Let me run up and look at the calendar. I'll be right back down.
It works for me.
That's fine with me.
I think that's fine. I'm checking one thing on my schedule here.
Jeannie, are you good?
I'm fine with next Wednesday. My schedule is really diminished. I go almost nowhere these days.
That's me. I've been getting a lot of work done on my ranch, I'll tell you that.
The only thing I do is I have to keep going to these drive-by birthday parties for kids in my son's school, which is kind of a new thing. And it works very differently depending on the logistics and the street that you're driving by. Sometimes it's about 30 seconds, and sometimes it's like 10 minutes in the country, and you can actually go around twice. So we're getting hit with those.
Yeah, but Steve, that's what I'm going to go that way with my kids even after this is over, because it's 10 minutes and no one's in your house. You don't have to do anything.
But fast. You drop the present off out the window. You blow a kiss. You put a sign that says, "Happy birthday, Timmy," and you're done. I love it.
Yep. It's the best thing ever. I told my kids that's what's happening.
Okay, I'm back, and it looks good. I had a doctor's appointment, but we telecommunicated last week, so I'm good. Good for that day.
Okay, so we're looking at Wednesday at 9 a.m.? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, it should be fine. I think that my husband's working from home that day. So.
Okay, and Tammy, one more question. Is the lobby area into the government center unlocked or locked all the time now?
It is unlocked. We'll make sure you can get in.
Okay.
There still is somebody sitting at that information counter, you know, down in the lobby.
Yeah.
We did open up for the clerk recorder opened up for marriage licenses. So that's about the traffic you're going to have. So, you know, you can only hold people back from getting married so long.
Yeah. And divorce. And divorce. I filed 3 already.
Oh boy.
It'll get worse once this all gets lifted, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So 9 o'clock on Wednesday, basically at the county chambers.
Well, if that meeting, one of the meeting rooms in the hallway down from the main chamber. Right.
Just beyond the board chambers.
Okay.
So Rosa, if Rosa is listening, which I think she is, the agenda for that, Rosa, just is 24 hours ahead. And I think everything on it that's on it for today and the exact language is fine, except we don't need the Luther writ petition case, because once I talk about that for 1 minute today, then we're not going to care anymore. And then Commissioner Baltadano will attend all of that, and then we will kick her out at the very end if you'll keep that same case last, Rosa, if that's okay.
And Steve, I actually think Rosa is not listening, but I
okay. Okay, thank you.
Oh, no, I'm still listening because you guys are still in open session. Once you guys are out of open session because closed session wasn't called, then I'm going to step out and stop recording.
Okay. Great. All right, so I think we're there now. We have everything that we need to talk about for the meeting Wednesday. So I'm going to go into the public comment period at this point, and I'm going to call that out as per the agenda. Let's see, I need to go back to one that Rita gave me. I need to change for a second here. Nina gave me. You know, it doubled up what she wrote to me. Okay, here it is. Public comment for today's meeting is limited to only those matters listed on the agenda. Is there anyone wishing to speak to the commission at this time? All right, seeing none, we will move off and we're going to go back to our special meeting.
Okay, President Bergman, this is Rosa, and I'm going to pause the recording.
Yes. So now we're...
Okay, we are now back on the record.
Okay, very good. We've given our council direction. We've set some dates for the hearings that are going to be coming in the future. And with that being said, we're adjourned from today's meeting.